Dr. Lester Carter Jr. has been serving his community since the late 1960s when he purchased a neighborhood pharmacy in Milwaukee.
In his neighborhood, he's known simply as Dr. Carter, and Rob Ferret recently spoke with him about his longstanding commitment to his loyal customers over the years.
You are not from Wisconsin originally. How did you end up becoming a pharmacist in Milwaukee?
I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. After graduation from high school in 1949, I enlisted in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. I spent 4 years in the Navy, 2.5 years on the USS Tortuga in charge of the sick bay. Mm-hmm. And in between time, when we weren't involved in carrying in invasion forces, our job was to clean up the mines. And boy, that was a hideous job. Taking them back to Yokohama, where the Army base there would detonate them. So after all of that transpired and I got out, and then I decided, well, heck, I've been involved in the medical end of the work all the time I was in the Navy. I think I'll go to pharmacy school. And boy, did I never dream how tough it was. Holy mackerel. 18 hours in organic chemistry, organic physics. I'm going to go nuts. Well, fortunately, there was a fellow that lived across the street from me, was kind enough to help tutor me. And then after that, I said, boy, I think I can make it. And there was a close family friend who was about two classes ahead of me, had moved to Milwaukee and taken over a little drugstore on 7th and Walnut. And when he'd want some time off, he would ask me to come up for the weekend. And after, two or three years, one Saturday night, the store burned down to the ground. So then he moved over on 8th and North at Sanger's, and then he started contacting me. We need some help. Come on up. And I said, well, wait a minute. I did my internship at a Rexall store. In those days, I would say a good 70% of the prescriptions had to be made from scratch and compounded. Suppositories, creams, and elixirs, and all of that, all had to be made from scratch. Wow. And with me available, well, now let's let Carter handle all of that.
Oh, no.
And we won't have to do it. After about a year of being asked to come here, I finally decided, oh, heck, maybe I'll go up there and give it a shot.
Well,
I never left Omaha.
I understand you're working in a mainly German-American neighborhood. You're an African-American pharmacist. What happened?
When I came here, I worked at the little store with John for about 6 months, and I said, I want to get my own store. Get your own store. You don't know nobody. You won't. I said, well, let me give it a shot. So I talked to the manager of McKesson's here, and he says, I got the perfect store for you, Carter, over on 24th and Burleigh. So we got together. The whole sale was handled with a handshake. Now, can you imagine that in today's world? Now, the only fly in the ointment was the neighborhood at that time was about 70% German. Okay. Here I'm a black pharmacist from Nebraska. And when the patrons start coming in, well, my goodness, that guy back there is black. Does he know what he's doing? And the owner that I bought it from, the previous owner, was a German, speaking German.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, okay, Carter, we gotta do something here so these people will have some confidence in you. I said, well, what do I do, stand on my head? He said, just do exactly like I tell you. I said, okay. He says, when the ladies come in the morning and looking around, German ladies, he says, you look them directly in the eye and stand straight and tall and say, Wie geht's, meine Frau? I said, well, yeah, okay, what does that mean? He said, that means good morning, ma'am. I said, well, how about when the fellows come in? He said, you do the same thing, look them in the eye and say, Wie geht's, meine Frau? He said, that means good morning, sir. I said, well, what have I got to lose? I'll give it a shot. So the next morning, I said that to the ladies and then to the men. And they all said, you know, that guy can't be all bad if he speaks German. And from then on, it was nothing but love.
Did you end up learning more German than just hello, ma'am, hello, sir?
Oh, a few words.
A few words here and there.
But they were convinced that I was all right. If I could greet them that way, that pretty much convinced them that I can't be all bad.
That's great. Well, I understand that you're not, you know, not just a druggist. You're not just a guy who fills that prescription. You try to help people out with their whole health, preventive, some alternative, things like that.
Absolutely. My thought was that so often ladies would come in and say, you know, it's time for school to start, and little Junior here has got this ringworm in the scalp, and we've used all types of medications that we got from the dermatologist, and internal as well as topical preparations, and nothing has worked. And he can't get back into school because the school nurse says it's contagious stage and consequently won't let him back in. And that means I got to stay home. I have to work, and on and on and on it went. So Carter goes to his chemistry books and does some review and studying about how to put together an antifungal agent that once and for all would be safe enough to use with young people and yet be effective enough to clear this stubborn problem up. And that was one of the first preparations that I formulated, which, by the way, now includes about 12 different combinations. And once they started using this and the word got around, you know, I use that antifungal cream that I got down at Carter's down there, and in 10 days it was cleared up. Never seen nothing like it. So then, of course, now I get requests for all over the state and every place else. And to this day, 30-some years later, practically 40-some years later, I would say, nothing has come along from the big pharmaceutical companies that's been more beneficial than any of the 12 different preparations that I formulated. One for the scalp ringworm, one for psoriasis and eczema and shingles and razor bumps and keloids and on and on and on.
What part of running your neighborhood pharmacy brings you the most joy?
When people come back, like now, I still work about 4 days a week, and they come back and say, I'm the third generation, fourth generation. You took care of my grandmother, and you did this. And when I had this, that, and the other, and was a baby, you cleared it up. Now here's my grandchildren with this problem. That's what brings satisfaction.
And you're still going, like you say, generations in.
I'm still working. I go in my old store Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. And the new owners, Hyatt, they have about 10 or 11 stores. I go in one of their stores on Friday and help them out there and give them advice and different things. So it keeps me busy, keeps me out there. And that's the only, from my standpoint, as long as you can do this kind of work comfortably and not be in pain or whatever, then I want to be working. And I think that's contributes to a longer, more productive life as long as you keep working.
Dr. Carter, thank you for your service back during the Korean War. Thanks for your service to your community.
Well, thank you. And I have expressed this feeling at, I don't know, numerous different talks at universities and middle schools and around the country, that from my standpoint, irregardless of the problems and that we have here, this is still the greatest country on this planet. And if I had to do it over again, I would enlist just like I did during the Korean War, because I feel that everything I was able to accomplish in life, what little that may be, is all due to having the supreme privilege of coming up in America.
Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Lester Carter Jr. is a pharmacy owner serving the Milwaukee community for the past 59 years. He spoke with Central Times' Rob Ferret.